From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Today is the last day for interested parties to comment on proposed changes to the federal food stamp program, SNAP. The Trump administration wants to cut $130 billion over a decade. At the center of this story is hunger, but the retailers who sell the food may also have to adapt. Marketplace's Erica Barris has one angle.
Faced with SNAP cuts, brick-and-mortar stores that sell groceries could stand to lose billions in revenue. Most SNAP dollars are used at big-box discount stores, and 10% of grocery spending in the U.S. happens through SNAP benefits. The cuts would be devastating to the people who use SNAP to buy their food, says Elizabeth Wolkemeyer with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And she says retailers of all sizes are worried.
It would also hurt businesses across the country that rely on SNAP purchases as a source of revenue.
Especially smaller food stores in communities where many customers use SNAP. Ted Stenger with Alex Partner says the revenue loss may force stores to cut hours and let go of employees.
And ultimately, it could lead in some instances to the closure of stores.
Exactly how the 2019 federal budget will impact the food stamp program isn't entirely clear yet. But cuts are coming, and retailers are bracing for the ripple effect. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.